Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you a believer? Answer now, answer your neighbor. Ask another neighbor, are you a believer? Answer them now, answer them. You will ask another neighbor again. No, the neighbor that told you I'm a believer. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Answer them. Sit down one moment. We are going to pray now. I hope everybody can hear me. Those of you in the upper room, shout hallelujah if you can hear me. You must be the first to receive, because you are nearer God than us. Amen. Listen very well. You need to get this clearly. Matthew chapter 11. Let's read it. 1 verse 28. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. That scripture is a very, very popular scripture. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it says, come unto me. Who is the person speaking? Shout his name again. Shout his name again. Come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. This come unto me, he didn't say come to the church. Therefore, you don't begin to pride about the church you belong. And this come unto me, you don't come with leg. Where do you come with? Where do you come with? The heart. Where God is interested in is the heart. Can we open Ezekiel chapter 36? This is the process of conversion. Ezekiel chapter 36, and let's read it from verse 24. This is a process of conversion. You know why I'm reading this? Apostle Peter in verse 10 of 2 Peter. Verse 10, chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, he says, you should give diligence. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Listen very well. Give, in fact, he said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Give diligence. And the same Bible tells us that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Hallelujah. One of these days, the whole world will know why Christ suffered all the suffering he suffered on the cross of Calvary. It was not a drama. It was a reality. I have told you, the main purpose that Christ went to the cross of Calvary is not to make you a millionaire. Listen, I said the main purpose is not to make you a millionaire. The main purpose that he went to the cross of Calvary is not for family deliverance. The main purpose Christ went to the cross on Calvary, number one, was to pay the price for redemption. And if he didn't pay that price, all of us will remain under the rulership of Satan. If we didn't pay that price. Listen, Christ came to redeem us. What is redemption? What is redemption? Redeem is the process whereby something that was originally yours, but you lost it. It has to be originally yours. It has to belong to you first. You own it. But you were lost. That thing is lost. The process of bringing it back to its right ownership, bringing it back to yourself again, that is called redemption. There is a wrong language that we use when we make vow and we went to pay our vow. I hear some people use the language, I have come to redeem my vow. When you say you have come to redeem your vow, it means you have come to buy back your vow. Because you don't know the meaning of redeem. Do you understand? You come to pay your vow, not to redeem your vow. Amen. But there is a process of redeeming tithe in the Bible. You redeem tithe. How do you redeem it? The Bible says you want to pay your tithe using your animal. The animal you have. But this animal, amen, this animal, you want to keep it. You don't want to give it because maybe it's a special animal, it can reproduce very fast. Instead of going to offer a sacrifice and give it to the priest, you decided to keep it. There is provision if you want to redeem your tithe. I hear some people say they are, you know, okay, you want to redeem your tithe. Then you say you will take that animal to the priest. And then they will look at the market value of that animal. They will look at the market value of the animal. Then they will add 20% of that cost to that amount. And then you pay the cash, you monetize it, and then you now collect back the animal. But some of these funny Pentecostal and denominational preachers, they use that same scripture to say, if you are owing tithe, when you want to pay, you add 20% on top. It's a wrong teaching. It's in the Bible. Let me talk this one first. Leviticus. Hallelujah. Leviticus, and that is chapter 27. Leviticus chapter 27, from verse 30. Amen. Let's even read it. Let's read it from verse 26. From verse 26, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 26. It says, only the firstling of the beasts which should be the Lord's firstling. No man shall sanctify it, whether it be ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to thine estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereof. Or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to thy estimation. Notwithstanding, and you read on and read on like that, verse 30. He said, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem out of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. He shall add thereof the fifth part there. The fifth part is 20%. That is what the Bible says concerning redeeming your tithe. That's the meaning of redeeming your tithe. Nobody pays tithes in arrears. Amen. You either pay or you refuse to pay. And if there's anybody here, you have not been paying, stop deceiving yourself. I'm adding, I'm keeping everything. Then after. Because this one where I get now. I want you some. Go marry first. Then after I don't marry. You have not realized that since you made that decision, you are not able to get that money again to pay. Satan will make sure you don't have the money to pay again. So that he will deny you the blessing of that tithe. Listen, church. Therefore, if you get the meaning of redemption, if Christ has come to redeem us, oh glory be to God, that should excite you to know it means originally I belong to God. And anybody that is not a believer, you refuse to believe and you die. It simply means originally you don't belong to God. And there's nothing exciting me than to know that from the foundation of the world, I have been in the mind of God. And God is not gambling concerning who to save and who not to save. Before the foundation of the world, he has called us. He has chosen us. Can we read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4? Can we do that quickly, please? Very quickly. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Listen to the language here the Apostle Paul said. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4, my emphasis. According as he has chosen us in him. When? Oh, are we alive? When did he choose you? When did he choose you? Did he choose you the day you answered altar call and gave your life to Christ? Then why does your general overseer pray that prayer of salvation at the cross? Father, write his name in the book of life. Let's read it. Let's complete it. Verse 4. Verse 4. Let's complete it, please. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And he chose us. He didn't choose you to become church member. He chose us that we should be holy and without blame before him. In what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Listen to what Apostle Paul tells another church. But we are bound, we here are the apostles, we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. To salvation through what? Through sanctification of the Spirit and what? A belief of the truth. That is the type of call. When he say, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That call, I say, it is not a call that you answer with your leg. I say you answer that call with your heart. And that's why I want to read from verse 24 of Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. This is the process of salvation. Because Apostle Paul said, we should give diligence to make our calling and election sure. Do you say, if Christ comes today, you will go to heaven? Do you say, hallelujah? If the rapture strikes now, you'll be among those to go? Then, what are the indices? What will you use to beat your chest? Is it because you operate a spiritual gift? Because you see vision, you prophesy, you cast out devil, you heal the sick? Is it because you are a worker in the church? Because you are a pastor? No! No! Listen very well. Let's read it, verse 24. This is the process. And if you have not gone through this process, then you have not started at all. For I will take you from among the heathen, the unbelievers, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. That is how you will restore Israel. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. What is that clean water? What are you to use it for? And ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. And what does he use? What is that clean water? The word of God. Ephesians chapter 5. For we are washed with the water by the word. Hallelujah. And he said clean water. Clean water. Clean, clean, clean water. Because some water are polluted. If you use an unclean water and bath, you only add dirty upon yourself. And that is how some sermons preached by some ministers do to the congregations. When they are supposed to be clean from all worldliness, they come and bath them with worldliness. Until you see a Christian now, you cannot see the difference between him and an unbeliever. In the life that you live, in your physical appearance and everything else. Let's continue that reading, please. We are reading that for some verses more. Verse 26. See where he is after now. After he has cleaned you and you are cleansed, the next thing he does to you is a new heart. A new heart will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. Praise God. Why? And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. Why will he give you a new heart? He will give you a new heart because the old heart that you have is a stony heart. Stubborn heart. No matter, there is that heart, the way it is, can never be convicted. You will hear the word of God speaking to you. You will even hear God talking to you. There is a woman, the Lord ministered to me some time ago, some of you were here. He said, 3 times God told you to stop wearing trousers. When you are coming to church, all of us, we didn't know until that revelation came out. She's coming to church, she's one of us. Sister, we didn't know. That why we know her here as one of us. Because of the way she dressed when we come to church. After service, she's another thing entirely. And God spoke to her 3 times. She refused to change. Why? Stony heart. Stony heart. If your heart is not first dealt with, if God himself come and stand before you, you will talk to him like Cain talked to him. If not, why will you go to church? And some people will change. You, your own, you get worse. In the same church. The difference is the condition of the heart. So he is interested in your heart. And then a new spirit. Why a new spirit? Can we read that verse 27 again, please? And I will... No, verse 26. A new heart. Also, will I give you a new heart? Why a new heart? I've explained that because at the end of that verse, he said he will take away the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. A heart that can easily, you know, break down. Then, let's read on, please. He said, and a new spirit will I put within you. This new spirit is not yet Holy Ghost, oh. And that is where many of us make mistake. That's why he said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. What is this new heart? New heart. Even that new heart that you have is not yet conversion, no. It's still the process. It never completes yet. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The new heart enables you now to receive the word of God and get convicted. The new spirit that you have, hallelujah, now enables you, oh glory be to God, hallelujah, to now change your taste and respond to the things of the spirit. Something, because your spirit has changed, you now love to go to church. You love the Christian music. You love the Christian thing. You love to hear, to do the things of the Spirit. You love to do the things of the Spirit. Yet, it is not yet confessional. Make your calling and election sure. It's not yet confessional. You are the type that before music, let me tell you now, let me explain it now. You are the type that because you now have a new spirit, anytime you are in a spiritual setting, there is your spirit now responds. I say your spirit, your own spirit now responds. First and foremost, why is God working in your heart and working on your spirit? Because he needs your heart and he needs your spirit for total control. Oh, glory be to God. He needs your heart and he needs your spirit for him to take over. Until he works on your heart and works on your spirit, he will continue to have battle with you. So, a new spirit, you are the one that when you are in the church, this is how you will know that this is a new spirit. Now only new spirit level you reach. Your heart don't change. You dey hear word of God. You dey cry self. You dey cry. You dey cry. Kai. Kai na maybe this so. Kai na maybe this so. But that cry na only during service. Once you finish service and you go, now from bus, inside bus where they go, now you go know which kind of cry you cry for church. The new spirit. You think the Holy Ghost you receive, Abby? You are so much now excited in the things of the spirit, very easily you fall under anointing. Oh, they just sing one song like this where it hits you. You say, oh, Ekwe, man. Yay! 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 Ekwe, man. Oh, Ekwe, man.
But before, if they say, Ekweme, you know, they shock you.
Your spirit does not connect to Ekweme.
But now your spirit connects. And you could worship and tears will be coming out of your eyes. You are in the spirit of worship.
Go and see them on television. Go and see the whole room. They tell the come. Then they ask my wife, what did they make this one cry now? With your painted mouth, with your hair, with the trouser and half naked. Now the spirit, now spirit. Holy Ghost never come yet. Oh, praise the Lord. Make your calling and election sure. Then let's go back now there, verse 27. Verse 27. What does it say? Hang on to verse 27, please. It says, and, you see, your heart of flesh, a new spirit, he has given a new spirit. Then he said, and I will put my spirit within you. Can you see two spirits? He gives you, there is a new spirit he gives you before he will come and now give you, he will put his own spirit now. His own spirit within you. And that spirit that he puts within you is the Holy Ghost. And when he comes, then he adds, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. You can never walk in the statutes of God. You can never keep the commandments of God until his spirit comes and takes center stage in you. Walking with a heart of flesh and a new spirit in you. A new spirit is to change your tastes. Hallelujah. You say you have received the Holy Ghost. That's why he says, by your fruits, we shall know which spirit is in control. Which spirit is in control? By your fruits. He says, a tree is known by her fruits. A tree is not known by her leaves. There are many trees that have similar appearance of leaves. Leave here is fellowship, worship. Ooh, when breeze they blow, ooh, that is the anointing of, take it. Ooh, wow, ooh, ooh, breeze they blow, the leave there, fellowship. But after that fellowship, the fruit you bear is what we are looking out for. To know which breeze they blow you that way, they blow like that. Can't you see that you speak in tongue? And after you spend 1 hour speaking in tongue, you reach home, you sleep with your girlfriend. But you are speaking in tongue. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why I say, Apostle Paul told them that our call, let's read again, verse 13, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has, from the beginning, this is where I am going, see where he has chosen you, has, from the beginning, chosen you to salvation. Our salvation, the process of our salvation is we are to go through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. And what is truth? His word is truth. Make your calling and election sure. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When you come, Romans chapter 8, open Romans chapter 8, verse from verse 28 up to verse 30. Romans chapter 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, see where I am going? To them who are the called, when they call you, when they call you according to his purpose. Verse 29, for whom they call now. Amen. Hallelujah. Who are those he called? Listen. Come to me. Listen very well, oh. Come to me. Everybody is going to Jesus. But many are called. Few are chosen. Many are called. Few are chosen. How do I know I am among the elect or the called, the chosen? How do I know? I am bride. I am bride of Jesus. I am married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. I am married to Jesus. I am bride. I am bride. Bride, 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 bride. Bride is not signboard, though. Bride goes with character. The identification of the bride is character. The identification of the bride is character. That is the sanctification and the belief of the truth. What is belief of the truth? He's talking about obedience to God's word. Obedience to God's word. His word is final. His word is final. Let's read on. Hallelujah. This is the process that he called people. So know whether that is the type of call he call you. Because take note that verse 29 says that we are called according to his purpose. There are some people that God called to use them as borrowed vessels. See why you should be sure of the type of call you have? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, God call me. God call me. I always see it. Every one of us sitting down here now, God will call us. Anybody when they go to church, God call them. It's not only your pastor, God will call you. Nicholas. God will call you.
God called me.
Me too, God called me. Hallelujah. Anybody will tell you, say, God call me, including that woman. God call you. Every one of us here, God call you. But call you for what? He says, for his own purpose. Hallelujah. There is the call. Listen very well. There is the call of God to use you to show that there is a God in heaven that can do mighty miracle signs and wonders, can heal. When God wants to show the whole world somewhere who he is, hallelujah, he will choose anybody at all. Whatever he wants to do, he can choose anybody, including animal. Including a madman. You never see madman when give you correct message before. He is called. Even God, the Bible says that Pharaoh was God's servant. So I'm called. I am called. I say, make I answer God's call. I say, make I answer God's call. There is a call for service. And God can call anybody to use you. Including using you to go and save his child. And yet you may not be saved. That you gave your life to Christ under a pastor does not mean it means the pastor is saved. Then there is the call now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The call is to God's elect to take them to glory. Listen, that is why there is a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't mistake somebody who is anointed and think that he has the Holy Ghost.
You may be anointed with the Holy Ghost
and not have the Holy Ghost.
How do we know?
By their fruits we shall know them. Glory be to God. And thank God I can say this now confidently, because I don't need to open Bible to show you. They are right before us in this age. The full Nigeria, the full Africa, very anointed. And don't call that anointing devilish anointing. Many of them now genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. So I am teaching you something now. Genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. Some of them. Many of them. Anointed to show the whole world that there is a God in heaven that can do and undo. But how can somebody say he is filled with the Holy Ghost and that he himself is saved and that he is a child of God and is preaching from this? In fact, to even start with, such people who have that type of anointing, they don't they preach anything from Bible. Because then they say they don't understand Bible. If they understand Bible, will they go and package water and be selling the anointing water? It's because they don't know Bible. And if they know Bible, they know that it is written in the Bible that freely we receive and freely we should minister. If they know it, they see it. You can see that our call, what we call, we are called unto sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. And if you are not able to obey that word, let us know your origin. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Anybody who says in this age, anybody who says, God call him, and there is a child of God. There is a difference between a servant of God and a child of God. What makes you a child of God? Romans chapter 8 verse 9. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. I am a Christian because the Spirit of Christ is in me. I am the son of Alu. Come and do DNA test. You will see my DNA corresponds with that of my father. Hallelujah. His blood is in my blood. That is why whether I answer that name Alu, it's not because I answer Alu that makes me the son of Alu. It is because our DNA corresponds. And why does our DNA correspond? It is because he gave birth to me. I came from him. Church, I came from God, from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And when he comes to buy me back, takes over my life, amen. It is by one Spirit we are baptized into that body of Christ. The Bible says so. How do you become a member of your family? You were born into it. How do you become a member of the body of Christ? You are baptized into it by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, you are not born again until you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You see why you should not assume salvation? Some people are saved by assumption. No. You are to ensure your salvation, not to assume your salvation. Ensure that you are saved. How am I to ensure that I am saved? Verse 29 again of Romans chapter 8. If it is God that has called you, Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seed. The Lord knoweth them that are his. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Take note of that verse 29 again. Say, for whom he did foreknow, foreknowledge. Every one of us, because of the foreknowledge of who we are, we have a destiny. What is the destiny of a Christian? To be a billionaire? What is the destiny of a Christian now? To be a multimillionaire? To own houses and own businesses? What is the destiny of a Christian? The destiny of a Christian is to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All that I love. Oh, to be like
Johnny.
Oh, true like Johnny. From end to glory. My only God. Oh, to be. Will you be like him when you don't know how he looks like? This is the songwriter caught it, and this is how he said Jesus looks like. Serene and holy, obedient, lowly, all that I love. Oh, yes. To be like him. By grace forgiven, and heir of heaven, on earth I long. Oh, to be like him,
to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus.
Oh, to be like him,
on earth alone,
on earth. You have not fulfilled your destiny on earth as a believer until the full image of Christ is formed in you. He said that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. If the firstborn is holy, all others must be holy. Examine yourself. If you be in the faith. Apostle Paul says so. Now examine yourself. If you be in the faith. Churches that preach what we preach like this, not too many people come. And the truth about it is, we are not expecting too many people to come. Hallelujah. Because when it comes to the things of salvation, only those who are destined for it will look for it. And it's not, there are not too many in any age. Especially in this age, the age of materialism. And with the kind of preachers that have invaded the pulpits these days, that makes you, how many people see you? See, they come truly to give testimony and thanksgiving for their salvation. Hallelujah. Where's Brother Afuto? Okay, you are here. You know, you were telling me in the office moments ago, you don't know how you got me excited. That watching me on the television, give me a microphone to confirm it. You gave your life to... not give your life to Christ. He was born in this message, correct?
No, I wasn't born in the message.
How?
But then, I've been in the message before I came across this.
You were in the message.
But I wasn't a Christian then.
But you were not a Christian. Can you see what we're talking about? That is why I say, understand this quote from Brother Abraham again. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is that you will recognize the message of your day. Here is he now. Did you not recognize the message? Talk to the microphone.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You recognize the message, but you are not converted.
Yes.
You are honest enough to know you are not converted.
Yes.
Many of them are not honest enough to know that they are not converted, but they are carrying sermon books of the prophet. Some of them are even pastors.
Yes.
Eh? So, when did you get born again?
2014.
2014, how?
Through June camp. I connected online.
You connected online, yes, from Ghana.
Yes. And right there in my room, I received the baptism.
And right in your room, you received the Holy Ghost. And he saw the difference. Something happened that worked in your heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Dear to my heart, what the blood and blood. Hey! Glory to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the power of the cross. That is the power of the cross. It's the power that converts. We had a shadow in the Old Testament. The angel of death will pass through the land of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. Every firstborn will die. But the firstborn that will not die is the firstborn that is in a house where you will kill a lamb, the Passover lamb, and apply the blood on the lintels and the doorposts of the house. Firstborn. And when I see the blood, what will happen? One of our songs says, judgment is coming. All will be there. Each one receiving just is you. You say what?
High in the saving, sinless in love.
I will pass
over you.
Everybody now. Everybody.
When I see the blood.
Of that song says, Christ
our Redeemer died on the cross
for the sinner.
Died for the sinner.
Hey,
all is
due.
Sprinkle your soul with the blood.
Call me, you're rolling to Bible school. He didn't say, when I see your certificate, I will pass over you. All of you rushing to be a title, Reverend, Dr. Bishop, and all that. He didn't say, when I see your title, I will pass over you. All the special seats that you have where you are sitting there, he didn't say, when I see your seat, I will pass over you. He didn't even say, when I see the anointing upon you, I will pass over you. is when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Why the blood? Because there is a life inside that blood. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is a life inside that blood. And the life that is in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal life. Oh, glory be to God. And therefore, you are to apply that blood where? It's in your heart. Not go and carry anointing oil, the blood of Jesus. Mark sign of cross. So that the demon will not come. Amen. But that will not take you to heaven. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Eternal life was offered to us through the cross. Freedom from the devil was offered to us through the cross. The benefit of Calvary. Hallelujah. That your family deliverance, that you are carrying ministers, spending your money to go to your village, the assurance is from the cross. Glory be to God. We are untouchable. Untouchable is because of the cross. And how do we know? Hallelujah. He said we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood. By the blood. Why the blood? Because the blood is speaking better things now, the blood of Jesus than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. Why? It is the price for redemption. Satan cannot hold you anymore. 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 I hear the Savior say, oh yes,
thy strength it is small. Child of weakness, let's watch and pray. Find in me thy heart. Hallelujah. He, God said it all. All to him I owe. All to him I owe. In the seven princes there. God left a crimson stain. He washed my soul.
He made it all. Who is that demon? Who is that demon? Foundational demon. Eh? Marine spirit husband. Eh? That's the reason why. Hallelujah. In the course of my deliverance, there are some serious cases. When I tell them, say, I belong to Jesus, they will not be able to say it. That demon will hold their mouth not to say it. But immediately they are able to say, I belong to Jesus. That demon will fly. He is Lord. He is Lord.
Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord.
Every knee.
Oh, every knee. Father. Every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
It's the Lord because he has paid the price. I belonged to Satan before. Going to nightclub. Chasing women up and down when I was married. Before I was married, changing girls like a rapper, thinking I was enjoying life. But when I met with him, oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Did you hear me? I didn't say when I went to church. I said when I met with him. My brother was reading sermon books. My brother was going to church. But he knew he was still living in sin. It's because he got sermon books, but he didn't get Jesus. Hallelujah. You bought a new Bible. It's not the Bible. that you should buy. Hallelujah. It's not the Bible for you to buy. Your salvation has been paid for. Hallelujah. You have nothing to buy again for your salvation. Buying a Bible will not save you. It is total submission to Him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, church. We came here to apply that blood. So that when the angel of death will be passing through this earth, to destroy everyone that has been disobedient and that refused the life that is offered through the cross, when he sees that blood, it will pass over you. The only assurance of escape is hide under the saving grace of the blood of Jesus Christ. There is a life there, and that's what I told you to come. Come and receive that life that is in the blood and be a Christian by experience, not by religion. Many of us are Christians by religion. When you meet people who have met with Christ, they are so dead to this flesh. The life they live is different. That's the truth. The life they live is different. Ah, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It will confirm what I'm saying today. The best service, the best person to work for is God. And the best thing that can happen to you, that is a servant of God, is that you will be both his servant and his son. And there are many of us here. Hallelujah. You know, I spoke to you confidently. I said, you give me testimony on Sunday. Eh? That the Holy Ghost is going to walk on your eyes.
Yes, sir.
And that the Holy Ghost is going to walk on your ears.
Yes, sir.
Because God ordained you a prophet.
Oh, yes.
Now that you are converted, your ministry will be sweet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People don't know. I am so old. I am a true witness. I can never deliberately hurt anybody. It's not in me. That I know that let me do something that will hurt you. Me. It's not possible. My family, they're here, they're hearing me. It's my wife here. Can you wave your hand? Eh? There's evidence she's here because the anointing has been increasing since. She's here. I should be there. Very fine girl. Kai. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I tell you this, I hope you will believe me. Look at me. I don't kill evil mosquitoes. Ask my wife. Have you ever, since you know me, have you ever seen me kill mosquito?
No, I have never seen you kill.
Have you seen me kill fly?
No.
Have you ever seen me kill cockroach?
No.
Talk less of rats. Because I always ask, why am I killing it? No, why am I killing it? Now, I look very odd, isn't it? But it's a true testimony. I don't have the heart. I quarrel with anybody that sees an animal and kills it. And I ask, well, then why do you kill it? A wild gecko was in my room. All I do is, you are a fly, or you are a mosquito, or you are anything, and you enter my room, I will open window and drive you out of the room. You hear me telling you, that's what they do, then they kill you anywhere you go, so they kill you. Come up for here, now your room be this. I drive it. I make sure I do everything. Open the window for it to go, and I close my window. I saw a wall gecko in my room, and I was telling, I would say, I opened the window, drive it to get out of my room. It is doing yanga, do yanga. I said, come out tonight, if they see you, they will kill you. If my boy enter this room now, he see you, he will kill you. And they tell you, come out now. You're there here. I leave the window. I say, better come out. Like, say, you hear me. I see and do like this. He come out. I say, God save you. Amen. So is it me now that we do anything to hurt a human being? I can't. That doesn't mean I don't get angry. Amen. So don't come and offend me and think I will not hit you back. It's anger that caused it. So don't annoy me, reach that stage. Well, I'm being very factual to you that there's something the Spirit of God does inside of you that your perception of life changes. I can't see a fellow human being suffering and then ignore him and pass. And that can only happen by an experience you have with God. Praise God. And so when we were sitting on the dining table some time ago, I didn't even know I was doing it. It was my wife that called my attention to it. And a particular fly was struggling with my food with me. I drive, I go come back. I drive, I go come back. Then I carry this paper. Bah, bah. Then my wife said, hey, you're killing fly. I said, what is it? He said, this is the first time I'm seeing you doing this. Then I began to think. I said, it's true. So it's not something I planned it. I said, but yeah, it's true. So you've been taking notes. Since she has been taking notes since she has been ever been with me. And we have been living for the past 30-something years. But I'm saying now, Holy Spirit of God, bearing me witness. Hallelujah. If you have received God, the Bible says God is love. And he that loveth is of God. And then now, will I now come and start gossiping somebody around you? And when I trust you without reservation. That's why if you are dangerous, God will just show me. See who this person is, be careful. That is what the Holy Ghost does. So, I'll be careful. And when you strike, I will just say, hey, God, don't tell me since you go down. Hallelujah. I am a true witness of what conversion is. You say your weakness in a woman is because you have not met with Christ. This man talking to you too was a womanizer. But when I met with Christ, that spirit left me. It died. I told you, a young girl in this church, when she was asking me, and she's here now, she's hearing me, some time ago, some years back, she said, Daddy, you mean you don't even have any feeling when you see any... Even any sister or anybody like that. And I don't know why she was asking. And I told her, I said, the truth is this. Since I got converted, if I see any fellow Christian sister, the feeling I have for you is the same feeling I have for my blood sister. Not a lustful feeling. The same way I see same father, same mother with me, my sisters, how I relate with them, that is the same way I feel with you. Why will I think of sleeping with you? Number one, I am married. And you are not married to you. That has settled it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it is not somebody advertising, say, I'm a Christian. Feel free with me now. I'm a Christian. If you do that one with some brothers, you are finished. They are finished. That is what conversion does. I'm saying it at this altar here, and I will, naturally, I don't lie anyway. Naturally, I won't lie. Rather than lie, I will keep quiet. I am standing at the altar now. What I am telling is a true testimony that when you receive the Holy Ghost, a conversion takes place. And it's that experience I have received that I'm offering to every one of you that is here today. How many of you want that same experience? Hallelujah. And when the Holy Ghost wants to arrest his own, I have observed that time is too short for God to be playing around with people. Make your calling and election sure. Time is too short. God is arresting his people. There are some of you, you are making yanga. God will not make yanga with you again. Like I was ministering yesterday, God showed me something yesterday. There are some of you that he called your mother, dedicated you to him from your womb. From her womb. And the Lord ministered to me, in this program, he is going to start with them. You abandon him. Your mother told you, you want to rush and enjoy the world before you come, Abby. You have enjoyed enough. Now it's time for God to take over his property. And some of you that, for one reason or the other, you got backslidden through this program, God will restore you. You can see I'm speaking confidently. You have any gift that God uses to relate with you, and Satan has messed it up. Especially the gift of the word of knowledge that comes through vision, audible voice, through dream, and by inspiration like that. But now, you don't see the dream again, or you dream, you don't understand. In this program, there shall be restoration. I am a restoration minister. And if you come to this ministry, the devil has messed up with your life, spiritual or physical or financial, anyhow, including your marriage. If you come here, there shall be restoration. I said there shall be restoration. Hallelujah. The enemy has destroyed your destiny in any form. Use any means at all. Using this program, I said there shall be restoration. I said there shall be restoration. Now before we pray now, there is the manifestation of the Spirit. What is the manifestation of the Spirit? The Spirit that comes upon you doing something. He does it to let you know he has come. It is part of the experience you have that changes you. Like my brother, how do you know you received the Holy Ghost that day? In your room? And many more. How do you know? What was the experience?
One of the experiences was I busted into laugh. I started laughing for several minutes.
You were just laughing because laughing. There is laughing in the Spirit. How do you know it's in the Spirit? You were not the one laughing.
Yes.
You tried to stop it.
I tried to stop it, no.
You can't stop it. Here today, even today, to start today. Somebody, you begin to laugh in the Spirit.
Amen.
Any other experience? Somebody, the day you received the Holy Ghost, what was your own?
My own is peace.
Yes, and that is the one William Branham spoke about, baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. The person looking at you will not see anything to say, you have received something. But you will know. Why? Something like cold water will just, a peace will just sweep over you. And you just, you know, there's one type of contentment you just feel like that. It's a manifestation of the Spirit. Who received another any manifestation again? Yes? Oh, now them there here, all of you here. Thank you.
I cry for a period of time.
Tears. You were not crying. Tears were coming out of your eyes.
Tears were coming for a period of time, non-stop.
Yes, my own too. The day I received the Holy Ghost, that was what happened. Tears were just coming out of my eyes. The more you try to stop any of this, the more it will increase. For you to know, you are not the one doing it. Who again? Any other one? Yes? Give me microphone over there, please. Any other microphone? Any other person here? Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
My own, the day I experienced the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, it was during my 1 hour with Jesus.
How did it happen?
A bowl of fire came in front of me like the house was burning. A fire came as if the house was burning. Very big fire in front of me. Then I started developing the fire inside me. So
started receiving a fire sensation. There's a manifestation of a fire sensation all over you. Any other person? Any other manifestation?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I experienced a cold, as if there's a freezer behind me.
You felt cold?
As if there is a freezer behind me.
As if what?
It's a freezer behind me. It was just facing
freezer,
me.
Okay.
Yeah, behind me, facing me. And at the end, I started crying and speaking in tongues.
That is a manifestation. Speaking in tongues is also a manifestation. And the teaching that everybody will speak in tongues is wrong. Everybody cannot speak in tongues. There are other manifestations. And for you to know that it's of the Holy Ghost, you try to stop speaking in that tongue, you will not be able to stop. Not the one that say, open your mouth, are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. That's the spirit of deception that comes with a pale horse rider I spoke about on Sunday. To deceive you to think you are saved when you are not. Yes. What's your own?
Well, at first, it was as if I was seeing many colors, very beautiful. But I can't explain the beginning and the end. But they were all beautiful, coming like it was scattered.
Hey, are you? Are you?
It started like I was singing. So suddenly I began to see myself moving in the spirit and I couldn't stop. Before I know what is happening, I can't control myself again. And the joy was restored into my life.
Hallelujah. And there is also the one that you'll be slain in the spirit. As if all your bones have been removed from you. You are just there. Whoa. Everything happening, you know. Stand up now. For we are. You're going to look like Malu when they were slaughtered. And there is the one that you will dance. You go dance there, dance, 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 dance. Everything you do, you are doing it in the spirit. There is the one that you feel like you want to vomit. As if your stomach is about to be empty. Some you will feel breeze, blowing to your ear. Another one like it happened the day of Pentecost. As if they're drunk. You don't drink, you are drunk. Everywhere, if they know who you are, as they go, that's where they go. They push everybody. So when you see a sister, single sister, coming to any single brother like that, the Holy Ghost may be manifesting with any single brother here. If he's single, anything can happen. When you see any sister coming like this, please coordinate or don't hold them. Now you grab her. Carry go. There is the one you've just been slain in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Some will just be shouting. Shout. You just be shouting. Try to stop now. You can't stop. So your body will just shake, quick like that. They shake. Hallelujah. And where you will chop the stubborn children of God is the one that the coordinators will suffer when he come. I hope don't allow anybody fly from there down. Coordinators up. Don't let them fly. You will just see somebody take off, they run, they go. Where did they go? Where did they go? In their heart, they're not ready. But God is saying today, now today. And one interesting thing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost is that it is also the moment for deliverance. God will not share you with any demon. Hallelujah. The owner has come. Every stranger, he will give them quick notice. Out. Come on. Hallelujah. And some of the demons will say, I no go, I no go, I no go, I no go. Amen. We don't do deliverance, so, but the Holy Ghost himself will do the deliverance. Chase that demon out. Including demon of fashion. Including that demon that make you behave very wild. It's a wild lifestyle, wild imagination that will make a human being, a woman especially, carry razor blade, shave your eyebrow. Then you go look in the mirror, finish. Cause he say, you look like a monkey. Then, what will I do now? Then you carry black chalk again and replace it. Why did you remove it before? There's another one where they do. They go carry one candle like this, put for the eyebrow. Then by the time they finish, the eyebrow will cover from left to right, will turn to three. That's a wild life. Wild, very wild. It's not you, it's a spirit in you that is doing it. It's a spirit. When you see a man, go and crepe here, and leave something like that. Somebody sent one cartoon to me earlier in the day. I saw it on my phone. You know, one man that crepe here, they left something in the center, then colored it. A man, no? Then they walk out, they go, then small chicken. Begin to follow up. Daddy. There's a spirit in you that makes you go to a barber and design your hair like that. It's not you. It's a demon. When you see somebody who says he's a Christian, we are the ones that are supposed to teach the world how to dress. Eh? See, we are the ones to teach the world how to dress. Then you will go, oh, I love that princess that married that grandson of the queen of England. You saw her wedding gown. It condemned everybody else. And I like the analysis that somebody made. It's protocol. You can't come to that honorable family. We are honorable people, we come. Dignitaries, we come. Then you will dress and then naked yourself and say it is a wedding gown. And there is no place of dignity more than the church, the presence of God. Then you will stand up from your house and then, where are you going? I am going to church. Then you go and wear one kind of cloth. That even the cloth itself, when you yourself, you look at yourself in the mirror, you will begin to laugh at yourself. Then after laughing at yourself, then you begin to walk out for road they go. Where did they go? And they go church. Now you know you yourself, the fact that you laugh, you know it's not normal. It's not you. It's a spirit that is in you that is doing it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you see a woman that is not your wife and your body charge, it's not you. There's a spirit that is charging you. But when you have the Holy Ghost, it will discharge you. And something that will check you. That is the Holy Ghost. That is the spirit I want every one of us to receive from this program. If you can receive the Holy Ghost online, then all our online members, wherever you are, get ready. That is a witness for you. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. The grace flowing here will flow and touch you too in the name of Jesus Christ.